Hey, podcast listener. Are you working so hard you wonder if the money is even worth it? If you're like most CPAs I work with, you have way too much to do, you feel relentless deadline pressure, and worst of all, you feel torn between serving clients and being with family. What if I told you you could work a 40-hour week without losing a dime? I know it sounds impossible, but my Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind is designed for CPAs just like you who want to get their lives back. Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind is launching soon. In it, you'll learn how to start getting your time back week by week, make your workload manageable while still bringing in plenty of revenue, what to put in your packages and how to price them, and so much more. Don't leave your future to chance. CPA Mastermind will get you on the sane, profitable path you've been searching for. With unlimited coaching, your success is guaranteed. Go to GeraldineCarter.com to learn more. Dates, times, pricing, it's all there. Welcome to the Business Strategy for CPAs podcast, where I help overworked CPAs go down to 40 hours and then down to 25 hours without giving up revenue. My name is Geraldine Carter. Today, we're talking about what to put in the header section of your website, and more specifically, the headline and the subtitle. When your headline and subtitle speak right to what your ideal buyer wants, you'll attract more of the high-paying clients you are trying to find. You'll shorten your sales cycle, increase your conversion rates, attract higher-paying clients, do higher-margin work, and you'll be able to work fewer hours for the revenue you want to bring in. Before we dig in, what am I even talking about? When I say the header section of your website, I'm talking about the section that's right underneath the top navigation or the menu bar, the section that often includes what is called a hero or a banner image with a bit of text overlaying the image and oftentimes a call to action button. It's the section you see when you first land on a homepage before you have to do any scrolling down. This section matters because you only have a few moments to capture the attention of would-be buyers. You can use those moments to draw them in, or you can use those moments to help people move themselves along. The better you get at drawing in the kinds of clients you want to work with, and the better you get at helping bad-fitting clients move along, the more efficient your business gets. I did a Four Corners of the US tour of CPA websites to give you a feel for what I see that doesn't work in the CPA's favor. General content that sells what it is, but not what it does or who it's for. Here's what it sounds like for a Boston CPA. Total financial services, accounting, tax, audit, and incorporation filing, known for quality of service, experienced in all matters of accounting and tax, audit, IRS problem resolution, trusts, business incorporation, financial planning and investment, real estate and business, sales and valuation. For the CPA in Miami, it says, literally, CPA Miami, a Miami accounting firm. Words clearly designed for SEO, to get in front of the person Googling CPA Miami, like I did, who just needs an accounting firm that's committed to professional, affordable, personalized service. A CPA in Detroit offers quality, reliable, affordable tax consulting services. It says what it is, but not what it does or who it's for. The firm in Dallas is an expert business advisory firm with a background or hero image of an empty conference room, and promises small firm personality, big firm capability. And they're committed to delivering measurable results and creating long-term value and providing practical solutions grounded in research and best practices. It says what it is, but not what it does or who it's for. To complete the tour, the CPA in Seattle offers personalized financial services and focuses on developing long-term relationships. We offer expert business tax accounting and individual tax services, as well as payroll services and estate planning. It says what it is, but not what it does or who it's for. Okay, Now, to paint a different picture, I want to talk about a different product. It's something I buy that costs $2,000, and I buy it every year without thinking for half a second. I buy a ski pass. Now, just imagine if the ski resort sold me a piece of the finest polyvinyl chloride acetate, the size of a credit card, weighing 6 grams, fits nicely in your wallet, has your very own barcode on it so that you can get scanned for quick entry onto the chair. It also has your picture so we know who you are, and a red box saying resort charge so you can use it to buy fries and hot cocoa in the lodge without getting your wallet out. Technically, that's what my ski pass is. It's 6 grams of flexible polyvinyl chloride acetate. Plastic. But you and I both know how absurd it is to think that that is what I'm getting when I buy a ski pass, even if literally that is what I'm getting. Another angle would be to talk about the features on the mountain. So imagine going on about 4 lodges, 8 high-speed quads, 578 snow guns that run along 38 miles of steel pipe, 2,100 acres of skiable terrain, and 121 trails. I'm not buying a fractional share of 4 lodges, 8 high-speed quads, 121 trails, 38 miles of steel pipe powering 578 snow guns so that I can ski 2,100 acres of terrain. I buy a pass so I can ski as much as I want when I want, and I ski because I love the feeling. It's a rush, it's a joy, the scenery is off the hook, and it's the most fun I know how to have outside in the winter. And the website for the resort nails it. The headline for their season pass is "Perfect for the avid skier looking to experience the thrill frequently throughout the season." In a sentence, I know that product is for me. It says who it's for, what it is, and what it does. Who it's for is the avid skier. What it is the All Mountain Season Pass. And what it does is provide unlimited access to experience the thrill frequently throughout the season. That is who I am, and that is what I want. What it is, who it's for, and what it does. So, what do you do instead if you want to start attracting the kinds of clients you want to work with? You need to know not just what it is, you know what it is, but you need to know what it does, and you need to know who it's for. So, let me give you some examples of headlines and subtitles of websites of CPAs who I've worked with. So a headline is, "The money part of your coaching business just got easier." And the subtitle is, "We provide in-depth financial guidance for life and business coaches with $300K to $5 million in revenue." What it is in-depth financial guidance. Notice what it does. Make the money part of your business easier. And who it's for is coaches with $300K to $5 million in revenue. Another one is tax strategy and planning for entrepreneurs with growing businesses. Have you ever wondered if you could pay less in taxes? What it is tax strategy and planning. Notice what it does, pay less in taxes. And who it's for is entrepreneurs with growing businesses. Similarly, another headline is, "Do you need powerful tax reduction strategies?" And the subtitle is, "Providing real estate investors and established business owners with business and tax guidance." What it is business and tax guidance. What it does is reduce taxes, and who it's for is real estate investors and established business owners. So two more. A headline is, "CFO services for coaches and consultants." And the subtitle is, "Helping business coaches and consultants pay themselves and the IRS consistently and plan for the future." What it is CFO services, but what it does is to help the business owner pay themselves consistently, pay the IRS consistently, and plan for the future. And who it's for is coaches and consultants. Okay, last one. Headline is, "Maximize Your Wealth." Subtitle is, "Proactive Tax Saving Strategies for Tech Professionals with ISOs, NSOs, and RSUs," basically stock options. What it is proactive tax saving strategies. What it does is maximize your wealth. Who it's for is tech professionals with ISOs, NSOs, and RSUs. Most accountants talk plenty about what it is, but they leave off what it does and who it's for. Now, of course, the header section of your website is only a starting point. It answers the question for the reader, am I in the right place? Does this accountant know what I want beyond accounting and tax? And if so, they keep scrolling. Is this one section going to carry your entire website? No, of course not. But it will set you apart from and well above other providers who are selling the accounting equivalent of 6 grams of the finest polyvinyl chloride acetate, 587 snowmaking guns, and 38 miles of steel pipe. So, how do you do this? How do you go from where you are to a headline and a subtitle you feel good about? When I do this with my clients, we start with a Google Doc. You can start with any text editor. And you write down what it is, because this part you know. So write down all the things that you know what it is until you've exhausted your list of what it is. Then write what it does. What does it do when it comes to money, time, stress, and clarity? Does it maximize wealth? Does it reduce taxes? Does it help you pay yourself consistently? Does it make the money part of your business easier? What does it do? And then write who it's for, as specifically as you can get for now. Is it small business owners? Is it real estate investors, physicians, tech professionals? Who is it that you most want to be working with as specifically as you are able to get for the time being? You might add, if they have one, a minimum top line revenue required in order to work with you. Because you're working inside a text editor and it is draft, I challenge you to write 40 combinations of words, 40 lines of what it is, what it does, and who it's for. Just keep writing. Why? Because you're going to think, I have to find the right way to say this. And you start thinking. When you think, you get jammed up. So don't think. Thinking is the worst possible thing you can do. I want you to write. Because in writing, without letting yourself think, and if you can write 40 lines, you are guaranteed to write 2 or 3 options that are good enough for now. Good enough that you can live with. And that's what I want you to get on your site. Something that's good enough for now. Do it this way, and then go out and listen to your clients. And you'll listen with a different set of ears. You'll start to hear what they say through a different lens. You'll start to hear what it is that they actually want. Not 6 grams of our finest PVC. Not 38 miles of steel pipe to support 587 snowmaking guns. No. Unlimited access to plenty of uncrowded steep skiing. That's what I want. Unlimited access to plenty of uncrowded steep skiing. I will pay money for that all day long. When you learn to listen to what your buyers really want, you will have a bunch more options in less than 3 months' time to consider putting in the header section of your website. And when you can simply keep refining and revising as you clarify your own understanding of why your clients actually give you money, your business will get so much easier. I can promise you they don't give you money for expert business tax accounting, audit, IRS problem resolution, trusts, business incorporation, financial planning and investment, real estate and business sales and valuation. Those aren't the things your buyer is giving you money for. But only your buyer knows why they're giving you money. And it's up to you to listen to find out what those reasons are. The clearer you get about what your buyer wants, the better you'll be able to communicate the value you create for them. And the better you get at creating value, the higher your prices can go. And the higher your prices go, the less you need to work for the revenue you want. So go open that Google Doc and write 40 lines of who you want to work with and what tax and accounting can do for them. When you nail this, it's better for your clients, it's better for your accounting practice, it's better for you and your life on your one trip through space. Have an amazing day, and I'll see you next week. Hi again. Would you rather spend your weekends outside playing or at your desk? In Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind, we put an end to overworking while maintaining revenue. Go to GeraldineCarter.com to learn more. Dates, times, pricing, it's all there.